with me, Steve Merchant, and Carl Pilkington.
The K-Man, round of applause for K-Man.
Yeah.
But no one's announced who you are.
Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais.
It's XFM 104.9.
Saturday afternoon, if you didn't know that. I don't know why I mentioned it. That was stupid, really. You must know that by now.
Well, we've got some great things coming up.
We have indeed.
We've got songs and chat and things.
We'll also, of course, be running through the white van man questions from the sun again, but this time Carl will be answering them. I look forward to that.
Yeah.
But can we do that fairly soon?
Oh.
There's some good questions this week.
Yeah, we will, but, as I was coming in, there was, like, a bunch of, posh lads, I think university students, trying to get in, because they're doing one of those, scavenger hunts that they have to get points for charity and do stuff, and one of theirs is get on a live radio show.
Right.
So I sort of felt sorry for them, so I said they'd come on here, just for 5 minutes.
Who are they? Right.
They're just,
Are they toffs?
They are sort of like toffs, but they're trendy toffs, they're obviously-
Trendy toffs? I don't know what's that. Is that like Lady Victoria Hervey? Is she a
No, I don't mean that, no. They're both sort of like that, Will of Pop Idol.
Right.
They're like him, sort of like trendy but posh. Okay. They seem nice enough, and they're doing it, they're just for a cancer charity, and, they just get
they got for what is it like they got their sponsor to do various
exactly shows, I don't know quite how it works, but they're gonna come on and because we get for coming on this live radio show they get 17,000 points.
Right, good.
If I can put that in context,
yeah.
If they were to say did it help deliver a baby, they'd only get 7,250 points.
Well, but it's much easier.
It is. There's lots of women just
happily
dropping sprogs all over the place. You can't get on a live radio show these days for love nor money.
That's true enough.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
when are they coming in?
Carl said they're going to just
1:30, I had a word with them.
Okay, what did you make of them?
They are posh.
Really?
But, they said they're going to wander about and go and see if they can deliver a baby and that. And then come back here for 1:30. And, I don't know if it how much
I hope they don't, like, leave a baby sort of half out, you know, if they've got it, you know, they're push, sorry, we're gonna have to shoot off, we've got to go and see
We've got to play an instrument in a marching band for 8,500 points.
Well, I did say be here definitely at 1:30, because I don't want you getting in the way of the white van questions.
Sure, and the other thing is, right, they get 7,500 points for delivering a baby, but they get 9,000 points if they cut Peter Stringfellow's hair.
Well, he's very precious about his hair.
It's a more delicate operation, isn't it? There's more that can go wrong.
That's true enough.
Take an unconventional animal for a walk in a park. What is an
unconventional animal?
I think that could be a dog that just doesn't play by the rules.
Yeah, that's a dog that's into Slipknot.
that wheeze in a urinal.
Yeah, exactly.
Standing up.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm sure they're lovely guys. Good luck to them.
Yeah, we'll see you later.
Rock stars.
Yeah.
Their blue language.
Yeah, and all their habits and all that. Yeah, like it says track ending now.
Stop talking about it. You're giving away all the secrets of radio and that. People think it's like an old piece of vinyl that we've put on a needle, you know, like those old bits of footage of Tony Blackburn. That's what they think it's like. They don't realise there's computers doing it all.
Yeah.
Rick, you're showing them behind the curtain. Never do that.
I won't.
Never do that, mate.
In the week, I called Carl up. I said, how are you, mate? You went, not too bad. Now, as you know, his girlfriend's been away for ages, hasn't she? Covering the World Cup, the African Nations Cup. She's a sports journalist.
Well, yeah.
All right. Okay.
I love the fact you're thinking. What does that mean? Like, well, she's not much of a journalist, Rick. To be honest, well, I've read some of her stuff.
No, but she's not on air. She does stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Sure.
A lot of journalists do. You want to make clear that you're not going out with Kate Adey. That's what you want to make clear, isn't it? Yeah. Now. So she'd seen none of the meteoric rise of Carl as
a
broadcaster.
She's been away for the whole time since you've sort of become
a wit.
Yeah.
A cult figure, to be honest. And he hadn't told her this. So apparently he went home and she was sitting there looking a bit grumpy, he went, alright, so yeah. She went, should we go out then? She went, I'm not sure I want to go out with an idiot. Right?
Oh no.
Yeah. And she went, Loch Ness Monster, won't you just think? Of course the Loch Ness Monster lives in Loch Ness. And she was giving a bit of a hard time. And she went, that's why I don't. He said, that's why I didn't tell her. I didn't tell her really. Same thing happened when I was at school and I had to play drums in Little Donkey. I didn't tell my parents, right? But my dad turned up anyway. And what happened?
He,
How old were you, Carl?
Well, it was the school that I used to go to.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. So oh, yeah. You went. Well, you used to go to the school you used to go to.
No, but what I mean is, I didn't go to secondary, did I? So I missed a lot of that.
Sure.
But primary, I liked.
Oh,
it was all colouring in and stuff.
Yep.
And it was a Christmas play, and I managed to get a part in it. And,
did you audition?
No. Got a part in it, and I should have been playing the drums to the one about Kings.
We Three Kings.
Yeah. Yep. I was meant to be doing that. but Little Donkey came on, and it was one of those.
What do you mean came on?
That was like next up on you know the next song.
Right, right.
And it's one of them songs that you can't help sort of
tapping along to.
Yeah. Do you know like if I was to go
Yeah, you'd have to finish it with.
Yeah. Do you know that they actually send that into space?
Do they?
And
what, hoping that aliens will respond with that?
Yeah. They do that, because apparently it is one of them things that you can't help.
What, even if you're an alien life form?
Yeah.
They know that, do they? Yeah.
But anyway.
What, because they watch Star Trek or something?
Hello. Knock, knock.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
Who's it true, like, if you send out knock, knock into space, yeah, they have to say
that. Oggy, oggy, oggy. Oh, that is great.
Seriously.
Oh, hold on, was something out there? Was it a little green fella? That is great.
Yeah, so anyway, that is Little Donkey is like one of them tunes that you can't, and I was there and I had the drumstick and I thought, oh god.
The drumstick!
I could feel myself, and anyway.
Just wanting to do it, yeah.
I started going along and playing Little Donkey, which I wasn't meant to do, but it went down such a storm.
What, were there people like parents and that dozing off, and then suddenly they heard your version of Little Donkey and they thought, wait a minute, now it's really picking up. I'm glad we paid £1.50 for this.
What do you mean it went down such a storm? They're going, hold on, was it like when
people
Ringo...
People have in the air.
It was like when Ringo joined the Beatles, now going, boo, Pete Best, but he went...
Yeah, they went, whoa!
Oh, God!
No, but the teacher just said, alright, it went down really well, you can do that again tonight.
Right.
When you're in it again. But anyway, so my dad was there, and...
And you hadn't told him about this performance, so
no,
he just
did.
Turned up
I
off his own back.
I never took the letters home and stuff to show my mum and dad, because it just put me off. So, anyway, he turned up, don't know why, he must have heard from someone else's dad.
Yeah.
He turned up, and, he swore about me, which...
Did he?
I don't...
Can you, what, could you use
you
a word
that... Is it allowed to be said? The word?
What? Of course it is.
Right. If you got a kid in the car or anything, you can turn it down now.
Yeah.
Right? But he said, there was a guy stood next to him with a camera, big video camera filming it, and he said, yeah, film it, but try and avoid getting the twat in the hat in the shot, because I had one of those porters, you know, the little round pork pie hats on.
Right.
This is so sad.
What, was this a nativity play?
It was about Jesus and stuff.
Yeah, well, there was a porter there helping with his bags.
Of course there was, I forgot.
I mean, Mary and Joseph, they got there. Yeah, yeah, because sure. It was the hope, you know, because the inn was full. But yes. I think the porter doubled up with the inn and the stable.
Right, that was nice.
So he, yeah.
He'd
yeah.
carry bags over, yeah.
Yeah, no, so you, yeah, yeah.
You're right, though, I don't know why I was wearing one of them. But I was, and,
And your father said that, and how did you know your father said that? Did
he
you hear
it? About it later.
Oh, he told you about it later?
Yeah, I was talking about stuff I'd done at school, and he said, oh, God, remember that, and he, I spoke to him the other day about it.
Right.
And, yeah,
oh, God. So that was the end of your sort of drumming career, really, because it could have been. Yeah. I mean, you know, the audience loved it the night before.
Yeah.
You could have like been like, who knows, a whole new world for you.
Yeah.
Have you done any stuff?
I've never drummed. I wish I had.
But
that is. That's a movie story. But
is that and that's why you don't and you don't tell you still your mum and dad don't know you on the radio, do they?
I think when they were down the other weekend, they had to come in here. I just said, oh, I'll just go in and press the buttons.
Because they could listen on Sky Digital, couldn't they?
They could do.
But you wouldn't want that, would you?
I don't want that.
No. Play a record, and I want to talk to you again a little bit about this later.
Yep.
Right. Princess Superstar, Bad Babysitter, first played on this show by Steve Merchant, by Bad Steve Merchant.
That's true.
By Steve Scratch Merchant.
That's
I mean, I still like that, but the videos put me off it a little bit, because it's just, it makes it into the novelty record it always had the potential of being, do you know
what
I mean?
I agree, although I was never a big fan of Bad Babysitter was not my favourite from the album.
Sure. Sure.
If people want my interest and my views on hip-hop, then they can always email in, Rick, of course.
Or call you at home.
Just give me a ring at home, it's no problem.
Yeah.
Or I just pop out and, you know, hang with them in the hood.
Yeah, sure, you know, sure.
Yeah.
Now it's time for White Van Man.
White Van Man. yes, for those, that don't buy The Sun, they think it's beneath them. White Van Man is a column they have, I think, every day, actually, and they just get sort of some, you know, Joe Public to kind of comment on the week's news. Just seemed to me, you know, that it might be interesting to get Carl's views on some of the big events.
Not because we think that Carl hasn't got a valid sort of viewpoint, because Carl sees the world differently to some people, that's all, and that's what's interesting, you know, like an artist does, or
exactly, yeah, he's very bohemian in his outlook.
Yeah.
Do you feel that you're up to scratch on this week's news?
I don't like this, but...
Don't you?
Don't, just relax.
Why not?
It's pressure.
No, because you just have to give us your first opinion.
For your honest answer, that's all we've ever asked of you, Carl, and it's all you've ever given us. Your honest, your first from the heart of view, yeah? Don't worry, just relax.
Don't, just chill out.
Are you worried that people are listening and thinking you're an idiot?
If my girlfriend's listening now, go and have a wash or something.
Go and have a wash.
Not very nice, is it? Is it the opposite of Napoleon and Josephine? Yeah, go on. If you're going to visit me again, Josephine, for Christ's sake, wash.
Well, I'll ease you in with something fairly easy, a music-based question. Kylie Minogue versus Dido as Queen of the Brits. What's your view there?
Go and have a wash.
It doesn't really matter, does it?
It doesn't really matter.
What
doesn't
really matter?
With the Brits. I was watching it the other night, and I think Kylie will be a good-looking old woman.
Okay.
Do you ever do that sort of thing, Steve,
I want to celebrate with you. Every time he opens his mouth, he says, I want us to open a bottle of champagne.
I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean? It's sort of like we did that.
Yes.
No, do you do that, though? Look at people and another person who springs to mind, Jenny Powell. I don't think she's that good-looking now.
Who's Jenny Powell? Is she that girl that used to be the assistant on Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's a bit over the top for a young woman. But when she gets older, I think she'll look
be a bit of a stunner.
Mm.
So for you, Kylie, whereas you don't feel that about Dido, is that right?
She's alright, she's normal. I prefer Kylie's sister to Kylie.
She looks,
I can imagine her being hard work to live with. And
who, Kylie?
Not being washing up and that. And
right, sure.
Being a bit fussy.
Okay. And what do you make of taxes rising in the next budget to pay for NHS improvements?
Well, my dad went to hospital to have an operation once.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's worth paying it because I've got some.
Because people might have to go to hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it makes a change when it's someone in your family, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because you sort of realise.
Yeah, a change is as good as a rest.
And the weird thing is, if it weren't for my dad, I wouldn't be here doing this show because when he was in hospital.
Well, no, I'll stop you there.
Yeah.
To be honest, that's all you need to know.
You wouldn't be here, true. But no,
because this was after I was born. So I would be here.
But for his more direct involvement was what?
Yeah, because when my mum was seeing my dad in the hospital, I got a bit bored, went for a wander, found the hospital radio station.
Yeah.
And got a gig.
Really?
So in a real sense, if it wasn't for Carl's dad, Carl wouldn't be here.
And did your dad, like, while he was listening to you, did he, like, sort of tap the nurse and go, can you get that twat off the air?
Who's put him in that?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Okay, what do you make of the real-life Mowgli who's surviving in a Transylvanian countryside? Apparently, I don't know much about this story.
I don't know.
You know Mowgli, he's the guy from the Jungle Book.
Yeah.
The little kid that grew up with bears and animals and stuff. Apparently there's a real-life one in Transylvania.
What were the things in Gremlins?
What were the what? In Gremlins, they were.
Wait. Okay, this is an example. This is what your girlfriend said. Think, what were the things in Gremlins called?
I can't remember.
Really.
It's something like that, isn't it?
No, wait. Just really, really think now, Carl. Just with all the brain power you've ever used, think what the things in Gremlins were called.
It's not there.
There's a clue here.
Oh, no.
Yeah!
They're not.
What?
Gremlins.
Yeah.
Play a record, Carl.
Well, we're back, and there's a few more people here.
It's absolutely well done.
Yeah.
Well observed.
Yeah. Do you want to say hello?
Yeah, hi, guys.
And what are you doing here?
This is Mark and James, or Sco and Belch, and we're here.
Sorry, your names are what?
Sorry, say the last bit again. Or what?
Sco and Belch.
Sco and Belch?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you want to explain that?
No.
From the drinking games, I imagine.
Yeah. Oh.
We've got worse names than that, but it's radio, so.
Sure.
Now, you're presumably students.
We kind of graduated. We've been in work like about a year or two.
And what do you do?
I work for a management consultancy.
I work for a distribution company up in Birmingham.
Well, okay. So, now, what you're doing is a scavenger hunt, and you're raising for a cancer.
Colon
charity
research,
right? Yeah. And you've got to do, and this is we're just helping you out here because for 17,000 points you have to get live on a TV or radio show.
That's exactly it.
So here we are.
That's why we're here. Yeah.
Do you ever listen to XFM?
I know of it. Yeah, I listened to it a few times.
Sure. What kind of music? What kind of sounds would you normally be into?
I love cheesy radio, sort of school disco, sort of 80s
right,
stuff.
Sure. Sure. Sorry, what was your name again?
Mark, or Sco.
Sco. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're?
Belch.
Belch. And what sort of sounds would you be driven to, Belch?
Cheesy.
UK Garage?
Craig
David.
A bit of house, just very occasionally, sure. A bit of cheese. It depends what kind of mood I'm in, you know?
You don't listen much, but you, Kiss a Celeb, because Carl...
Yeah, we actually wanted to do that with you, Ricky, is that right?
No.
That's not going to happen with Ricky, but you know Carl's now got his name mentioned in Heat magazine.
Is that right? Well,
so
that's brilliant.
If you want to snog Carl, we'd love to see that.
I mean, we don't want to snog Carl, but I mean, we were thinking if there was kind of a female presenter here, we might be able to do something, but
What are you saying?
A female placenta?
Well, if you've got one.
Have you seen some of the female presenters that work on XFM?
Oh, presenter.
Is that why they're on radio?
I thought you said placenta.
That's unlikely.
I know, Right, now, what's the other things you've got to do here?
So what are some of the things you've done already?
Well, see, somebody's worrying me, like start a fire in Pudding Lane.
Oh, we've done that already.
For 4,700 points.
Well, I'll tell you what we have done. We've been on Phantom of the Opera stage already.
Have you?
Yeah, we just asked the stage door guy.
Sure. And, that wasn't during the show, I see.
No.
And that's right, he actually mentioned that, yeah, we shouldn't speak about that too. Okay.
Otherwise he'll get sacked.
But yeah, he was really kind, let us on.
We've jumped in Trafalgar Square, Warsaw with doing a sort of Friends impersonation, so that was
right.
Yeah, how many points did you get for that?
We got 2,000 points for that. We got 8,000 points for being on the stage at Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
And we get double that. We get like 18,000 points, which is almost the maximum for being here right now.
Really?
So that's absolutely great.
I wouldn't worry about the little things. I'd go for the big.
Yeah, that's it.
We're not
interested in little stuff. We want to go for the big stuff. Yeah.
So what the big ones are, get on stage with S Club 7. That's not going to happen, is it? When have you got till 6 today?
Well, yeah. S Club 7 are on at the London Arena at about 2 o'clock, so...
Good luck.
But okay. I think it's going to be very, very difficult to get on there, but
I don't think so, yeah. Get in the vaults of a bank.
Yeah,
some of these are bordering on the illegal. That's 20,000 points for that. like get in a cage at London Zoo. Don't do that. I mean, just 10,000 points, but don't do it. Unless it's a penguin cage.
That's what we're hoping. Just some kind of timid animal we might be alright with.
You know? Yeah, sure.
If anyone's got any good ideas for sort of funky things to do on air, then...
Okay, well, if you leave your number and anyone calls in, they can help you then.
Well, maybe some of S Club 7 are listening.
If they are, it is for charity, and the points get awarded into money for colon cancer research. So it'd be absolutely fantastic if we could.
Yeah, so Bradley, John... Tina, if you're listening.
Yeah, if you're listening. Or any celebrity out there who's a female celebrity, we need to snog them. It doesn't need to be a long snog. If we can, that'd be great.
This is good for 7,000 points. This looks like a good one. Play the organ in a church. That must be easy.
Is that a metaphor?
Yeah, but you know what church people like.
It says the bigger the better, so it might be.
That's got to be euphemism.
Yeah, it's got to be, hasn't it? Yeah. Well, thanks very much. Good luck.
Good luck, guys.
Guys, thanks
very much. Get a Frenchman standing outside Les Mis looking Mis.
That's going to happen.
That's good.
Man, a big gun type thing on the HMS Belfast.
Well, we've got a big gun, it's just finding the boat, which is the problem.
Oh,
so.
Calm down. What was your name? Bo?
Po? No.
Po?
Sko.
Sko. Thanks very much.
Cheers.
I've got to slow down because I'm doing a little bit too much for charity. I've got to worry about myself sooner or later. Do you know what I mean? No, come on. We're halfway through White Van Man.
We were indeed, yes.
Those lads came in.
Getting Carl's views on some of the big stories of the week from the news. Carl, what do you make of the fact that the British Olympic curling team won a gold medal?
I watched it.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was really good. The only thing that's getting on my nerves now is like, what was that?
Is that a trombone player just sneaked in?
That was me moving this microphone.
Right.
That was incredible, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What an amazing noise.
The only thing is...
That shouldn't sound like that, should it? That's incredible. What a shoddy tin pot station this is.
Well, we know that.
Sorry, Carl.
Go on.
It's like, in all the papers now, in like the, you know, the Star and the Sun all week, they've been like traipsing models over a bit of granite. Do you know, like, how those things are made out of granite, the things they throw?
Oh, yeah.
And it just, that bit annoys me.
Okay.
The Daily Star?
No, the way that, you know, this sport, nobody had ever sort of heard of it a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
We win a gold medal.
Yeah.
And now in the papers it's like...
They've gone crazy. They've gone curling mad.
Yeah.
It's a good game now.
Yeah, good. Okay, next.
All right, good. Let me see. What about the fact that the world's tallest man is living in a semi in Neasden?
It's all right, isn't it? Something that someone told me in the week is that, do you know all these tall people like this guy?
Yeah.
Which is a bit weird they've only just found him, considering he's the tallest man. I think that's a bit weird.
Yeah, yeah.
someone told me that, do you know the guy who was in James Bond, the big bloke?
Yes.
Jaws.
He's got the same illness as this bloke.
Right.
And what it is...
It's called tall.
It's something about...
You're suffering from tall.
You've got a small tumour or something just behind this part of your head.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Just sort of in the middle of your eyes.
Yeah.
And the pressure on that makes you grow really tall or something.
Yeah.
So he needs to get it sorted.
That's your advice to him. Get it sorted. Okay, very finally, Carl, this is important. This is just projecting into the future. Just projecting into the future now, K-Man. Apparently, global warming will bring sizzling summers and weird wildlife to Great Britain in the future. Are you worried about that?
How soon?
Soon enough for you to worry.
Yeah, it is pretty worrying.
Okay. You wouldn't prefer it to be sunny here all the time?
No, because with hot weather comes weird spiders and that. See, I always think we're quite lucky here.
Yeah.
If you live in Australia, you might have the sun and stuff, but you've got, like, deadly snakes.
Yes.
Which are deaf. Did you know snakes are deaf?
Snakes are deaf?
They don't have ears.
Okay.
So you're all right walking about behind them.
Yep. But if they see you ahead of you, you're in trouble.
But yeah, with places like Australia, you know, people go, oh, it's great, it's sunny, but they don't talk about the spiders and...
They keep the spiders...
Lizards and stuff.
Quite.
So I think we've got a bit of both the best worlds.
So you're worried, though, about in the future, vultures flying through the sky, we've got various creepy crawly snakes. You concerned about that?
Yeah, well, there's a load... I saw something in the news in the week that a load of sparrows or something was somewhere. Maybe that's the start of it.
That's an interesting story.
No. Was that front page or...? There's a load of sparrows somewhere.
No,
read all about it. Sparrows somewhere.
Some sparrows somewhere.
Sparrows somewhere.
Load of sparrows somewhere.
Sparrows somewhere.
There you go, anyway.
Excellent, that's
Thank
great.
Thank you very
that's,
much, Carl.
That's Carl giving his views on the news.
Don't do that next week.
Lost profits there on XFM 104.9. Now, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
It rocks. I like the guitar. Atmosphere. Good. But it's called the fake sound of progress.
I know. What always annoys me is when people, they dismiss, you know, say Enrique Iglesias, current number one, great song.
Good video.
Brilliant video. And they say, oh, it's rubbish and all that. But I think that songs with titles like A Fake Sound of Progress.
Yeah.
Much more something to get on your hobby horse about.
What has happened in that
Bad
video?
Bad lyrics by good artists is always worse than a recording song.
If you're listening, or if you work for the record company, or you worked on that video, because he's got the money and the girl, and then Mickey Rourke beats him up, right, he has a fight, you just see him knock him over, and then it cuts, and the next scene, it's night, it's not in the desert, there's loads of, police cars, they're not doing anything.
They're just standing
and
around.
And somehow he's-
Probably eating donuts.
He's dying of injuries, but I don't know what happened. What has happened in that video?
I think if you heard the 12-inch mix, there's a whole bunch of other, sequences that explain what happened.
Yeah, I mean, we're all thinking, also we think that he stole the girl off Mickey
Rourke. I think he stole the girl off Mickey Rourke,
yeah.
As well as some money.
Some money, yeah.
Mickey's tracked him down.
Yeah.
And he's thinking, I'm gonna stop running, I'm gonna face Mickey this time. And he does, and then, boom, you're right, it cuts, and suddenly the police have shot him or something.
I don't know where they are.
The police seem to be leaving him to die in the...
See, I thought that they'd called the police, because the sort of, like, the melee, but Mickey Rourke's off with his gang, the police are going, well, you know, where are they? There's no evidence. And they go, well, look, he's dying. They're going, but how did he die?
Yeah.
How is he dying? He's a bit wet for the
moment. Knowing Rourke, though, Rick, I imagine he's, stitched Enrique up. I reckon he's framed him or something.
Or he's no sort of, like, ninja stuff, and there's lots of internal injuries that aren't... immediately.
Anyone, if you were involved with perhaps the making of that video, or indeed you are Enrique Iglesias, give us a ring.
If you're around.
Come on. Just fill us in.
I'd rather play some adverts now than
I'd love to play some adverts, Rick, but I'll say this. I'd also like to tell the listeners that coming very soon on XFM, some huge news about Carl that will rock
It'll
the
be
capital.
Like Pop Idol. It's going to be an ongoing saga. In the second hour, I just want to play classics.
I'd love to hear a bloody
I want to play some Cure, New Order, Smith.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? We played Nirvana earlier, but it's not enough for me, Steve.
No. You need your fix.
I want... I do. Well, it's that point in the show now. Song for the Lovers.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favourite singers. Probably one of the most beautiful singer-songwriters of all time.
Well, you don't mean that, like, you don't mean that he's a good-looking bloke and you fancy him. I mean, I just want to clear that up, Rick, because otherwise...
That would, yeah.
What you mean is that the songs he writes are beautiful.
Yeah.
You can take or leave him as a bloke. Can't
yeah,
imagine.
Of course,
his physicality,
yeah. And he's written such brilliant classics with his lovely arse as. Oh, why did I say that?
Why did
you
say that for, Rick? Because people will listen and misinterpret.
Oh, God. He wrote Galveston, he wrote Wichita Lineman, he wrote MacArthur Park, and just to tickle him down below.
What?
I don't know
are
what.
You saying
Thieves. And this is a song. One of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard. It's off the album 10 Easy Pieces, which is just him doing the versions of other, you know, that he gave to other people on piano. And this is called If These Old Walls Could Speak, and it is absolutely beautiful. Listen to this. Might play another track off that later if we've got time.
What, today?
Yeah, well, maybe, or maybe next week. We've got lots to pack in. We've got things like New Order, Cure,
I'm just hoping that all those kind of new metal fans, Rick, can just calm down for a second, you know, and just enjoy that for what it was.
Yeah.
I hope their snobbery is not going to prevent them from enjoying it.
I hope they can just leave it alone for 2 hours for our show. Because
exactly.
We try and, you know, we try and pack lots of stuff.
Well, whilst you're talking about new metal, can I just say Ian Canfield is here tonight. He's moving from Fridays.
Right. What the hell does he think he's doing?
He's just offering up information now.
No, it's just like you were talking about the new metalers, and now seems like a good time to
Carl, listen, you're here for our amusement.
Yeah.
You don't sort of come in any time you want.
When we decide it's time to sort of have some fun at your expense, then we'll let you know, but otherwise...
This is, we're not here to help other DJs or even this station. We don't give a about this...
See, this is what my girlfriend said.
What's that?
Well, you should listen to her.
She knows what she's talking about, clearly. Now put your microphone down.
She said they just wheel you out when they need you.
Switch your microphone off, Carl, and let us finish what we were saying.
Right, just...
What were we saying, Rick?
Ian Canfield has got a rock show.
Oh, right, yeah.
Starting today. 4 hours of pure rock. Yeah, he's probably here smoking, drinking Jack Daniels and just, like, having pictures of Vance put up around him to get in the mood. Then he'd go out and rock. Carl, don't be silly. Turn your microphone on. We're joking. Is that right? When's he on?
8 till 12 tonight. 4 hours of rock.
Lovely. Listen, some big classics coming up, plus huge news about Carl.
Please, let's play some more ads.
Do you really want some ads?
I'm tired of the music and chat. Please play some more ads, Carl. Please.
Oh, Carl.
That's what it's all about, Steve.
Absolutely. Classics.
Yeah, we've got some more classics coming up.
Looking forward to them.
Now, when we were talking to Carl in the week, the things we're talking to Carl is that you come up with something that's sort of like, quite innocent, and he goes, well, once, right? And you realise that it's comedy dynamite. Yeah. He doesn't know it, but we want to go save it. And he let out, you were filling in a form, weren't you? It was all about your girlfriend thinking you're a div. And it's happened before, isn't it? Because she came home and you'd filled out a form to get a job once, hadn't you?
Yeah.
What was that for?
Granada Telly.
And on it...
Well, let Carl explain.
Yeah.
You see, this is what annoys me with job applications, because rather than just saying, do you want the job and what can you bring to this business?
Yeah. Do you want the job? Is a good one.
Because the thing is...
That's sort of the end for the boys.
No, listen, right?
Because if they say no, I don't think they want the job.
Yeah, but listen...
Go on.
I mean, I presume with what you do, you have to take people on and stuff.
Well, in a fight, you mean?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think it's more important that you're willing to graft and put the hours in...
Sure.
...than say that, you know, you did well at school.
Yes.
Sure.
Because if I wanted to, I could have done well at school.
Of course.
I just didn't want to. Yeah.
So where's this going? So you had the application form.
So when it came to the qualifications bit and that, I couldn't fill them in because I didn't have my qualifications. And it was also asking about your languages. And I put down English quite good.
English quite good.
And his girlfriend came home and seen the form that he'd sent off. And this was a copy of it. Yeah. And so she went, oh, you know what I mean? So that's what started... You know, the disappointment.
So they're going to get that and think that you're not English.
I don't think I've got it. It was ages ago.
Right.
How long ago was it?
Oh, well, it was when I was still in Manchester, so 5 years ago.
I don't think you've got it, no. no, yeah, no, I think you'd...
That could be a long list.
I mean, there's probably a lot of admin problems in that organisation, but they probably...
But what I meant by it is that, me, you know, I can speak English, but I don't know all these long words that people use all the time.
Yeah.
Oh! God, oh, can I just tell this quickly? In the week, I'm talking to you now, the listener, usually I don't.
Yeah.
Carl said, about embarrassing him on air and that, and he's worried about his education, and he was worried about not knowing long words, like we come up with any long words. Mm. And he said, and I was scared, you were going to ask me something about, someone, and he's a Eastern European leader, his surname is Milosevic, and Carl said, so I learnt it this week, and learnt it so you can't catch me out in case you start. I said, what? And he said... He thought about it and he went, Flobodan Milosevic.
Got the surname right though, didn't he?
So what's his name? Right? What's his name?
That's how Bill and Ben would address this leader.
How would they have said it?
Flobodan Milosevic.
What's his name?
Slobodan Milosevic.
Yeah.
Well done. Anyway, Carl, look, you almost let it slip then as you were talking about your filling out that application form. There's some big news that everyone needs to know, which we were stunned by in the week. Although, the more we sort of talk to you, the more it starts to fall into place.
Yeah.
But Carl, what's the story?
That I haven't got me exam results from my GCSEs.
He never turned up to get his exam results.
I was working.
And so, how many did you take in the end? Because you weren't even sure about that, were you? You think you took maths and English, don't you?
Yeah.
And you think you've handed in the artwork for art, don't
now,
you?
Now, art was continual assessment, wasn't it? Coursework. Yeah. And what was it that you made?
I made a man sort of putting his arms into a car.
You made a model of a man putting his arms into a car.
What was this?
So that like, one's passed.
Was that, this is a homage to break-ins in Manchester? Was this?
Oh, look, he does what he sees.
Yeah. So you've got that. That's safe. You definitely got that one.
So you've taken art, you've taken English and maths, you think. So this is what we're going to do, listeners. We're going to try and find out his exam results for him and tell him next week.
Live on air.
We're going to call his school, we're going to try and track him down, and we are going to have a little envelope, and we are going to give Carl, at the age of 29, his O-level results.
GCSEs,
yeah.
Now, Carl, so you took maths, you think, you took English, do you remember turning up to do those? Do you remember sitting in the room, filling in the forms?
Yeah.
Okay, and how did you feel you did?
I don't think I did well.
You don't think you did well? Did you revise?
No.
Why didn't you revise?
Because I don't really believe in it.
Okay.
Well, it's just that if you don't know it, then you don't know it. You shouldn't have to start looking at the book. If I went to the like the hospital,
yeah,
and the doctor said, "Oh, you need your appendix out," but hang on a minute, I've just got to read up on it.
Yeah,
that isn't good enough.
Okay,
he should know, and that's the way I feel about it.
To be fair, though,
he did do the revision beforehand.
Yeah, they don't usually pass on like when they're in practice.
Yeah, information they took in by osmosis.
Yeah, yeah, and the bloke comes in and goes, "Can I just see what you did with that?" And he goes, "You've passed."
Yeah,
phew. That's a good one. Yeah.
Good job I watched Casualty.
I just like the way, you know, the things that interest me, I remember. Things like snakes not having ears and stuff. Yes. I didn't have to read about that.
No, you just learned that, yeah.
You saw it on the telly, didn't you? You saw it on that Ian Wright programme.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is what Carl said to me. He said, I called Carl up in the week, and Reese was with him. You know, Reese used to be on XFM, and he took the phone, and he went, "Carl's worried after seeing that programme." He said, "Snakes don't have ears, right?" He said, "So you can creep up on them and pick them up." And he said, "Carl's worried." He said, "How'd you ever put them down again?" Because then they know that you're there.
I woke up the other night quite late.
Worried about that.
And I said to my girlfriend, I said, "How do you put a snake down?" And she said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "That Ian Wright thing, this guy managed to pick up a snake. And do you know that thing where they clamp its head on a jar to get the poison out?"
I do now.
Right? They did that, but they didn't show you how they got rid of it. And I thought, it could really get nasty, because it's obviously annoyed that you've had its head pressed in the jar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
They hate that.
Now,
especially as it's in front of their mates.
When you lift it off, right, you've got hold of it.
Yeah.
If you go to chuck it down, it's going to turn on you.
It's going to go wild, isn't it?
So, I just wondered.
Well, what you do is you never put it down, Carl.
Yeah, that's why that bloke has got about, you know, 11 or 12 just carrying him.
Exactly.
Yeah, you never put it down. You sling it. Who cares?
You just throw it, don't you, really far.
I don't think you should throw snakes.
But Carl, listen, don't worry. We're not asking you to get involved with snakes. We're just asking you now. You've done maths, you think?
Yeah.
Did no revision for that?
No.
Okay. English, do you remember what it was? Did they ask you about Shakespeare? Did they ask you about books?
I can't remember, but I must have done it because I thought that was
important. It was English language, not English literature, wasn't it? So it was
like, it spelling and all
that? Was it like a comprehension? You read a passage and had to ask questions on it? Was it, did you have to write a short essay?
I don't know, I can't remember any of that.
Okay.
I did a science.
Okay, physics or chemistry?
Physics.
Alright, well done. And this is all you think?
You actually took that. You actually took physics, GCSE, you think?
You're obliged to do a language, I think. Did you do French?
I did French for a bit.
I don't think you are. I don't think you have to do a language.
I think you have a GCSE, I think you've got to.
Well, English quite good. I think that's his language he did.
So you don't know about language? History? Geography?
Just we'll find out, won't we?
Okay. But you just can't remember. I can't believe you can't remember turning up for these things. Because it's quite a big moment in people's lives. It is the thing that you've been working to all of your educational life.
On the day that the things came out, I was working at a printer.
Okay.
And it was a really busy
day. A lot of spelling mistakes that
day. It was a really busy day, so you're bound to forget.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but I had to use gold ink that day.
Oh.
And it's, you're not a printer, so you don't know.
No, that's the biggie, isn't it?
But it's tough, you've got to really get your rollers clean.
Carl, play a record, mate, and good luck with the exam results. Hopefully we'll have them for you by next week.
Well, we were talking earlier about this, as this book, They Died Young, right, and there's all these theories about these people, like famous people that, aren't really dead. And I remember speaking to someone about this, okay, and they said to me, Bruce Lee is not dead, right, they said he's not dead, right, and I said, well, how do you know, he's going, no, it was a whole big thing by the Hong Kong government, and he's actually working as an undercover cop in Hong Kong.
using
his kung fu powers. Now,
he's apparently faked his own death, Carl.
Yeah,
so that he could work undercover for the Hong Kong police, infiltrating gangs, the triads, that sort of thing.
Now, my point is this. If you're going to use someone undercover in Hong Kong, right, you know, an undercover cop, I suggest using the most famous Chinaman of all time.
That's a guarantee.
Yeah. So, you know, when he's taking away a gang, they're going, you look a bit like Bruce Lee. He's going, no, I don't, no. See this moustache?
Looks a bit wonky.
Well, just take my word for it. I'm not Bruce Lee, all right? Well, all that stuff you did when you were punching us and kicking us and chopping, yes. But, Cohen, I'm not. Yeah,
it does look a bit like the stuff in my film, in his films.
In his films, yeah.
But it's not. It's just coincidence.
No, yeah.
The thing is, though, and not sounding bad here, not trying to offend anyone, but they do all look you know, we're having a serious chat. I'm not here to upset anyone.
Right.
And what I'm saying is, over here...
I'm so sorry.
No, I'm not... Yeah, but you know me, I'm not out to upset anyone.
Right.
You're not a racialist.
No.
What do you mean? Are you saying Oriental people all look alike?
Well, look at the people over here, right?
Yeah.
With, like, you've got ginger people. You've got people with black hair, you've got people who are fat, people who are thin, but they're all so sort of fit, which isn't a bad thing. They all do that sort of thing in the park. They're all fit. It's a place where black hair... I mean, when they come here, they take pictures of people with ginger hair, don't they? Because they don't get them over there. That's what I'm saying. So calm down.
So you're saying that Bruce Lee, the most famous Chinese movie star of all
time...
They
can't tell him apart.
Other triad members would... How are they... I mean, how are they going about their business at all? I mean, what I'm saying is, how would they even realise that was the guy?
What do they have to do? Wear numbers in... You know, because there's a billion of them.
No, but when you know them, then you know...
So what? Oh, I see. They can tell each other apart, can they? Well, they've got signals. This is amazing, isn't it?
That's how you got away with
Simon,
it.
Simon, which one are you? Just raise your hand, Simon. Yep. Chang, which one's Chang? Chang, good. Yeah.
Oh, it must be murder, mustn't it? Just
that can be the only
people going into the wrong houses all the time, getting off with their mates' wives.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It must be a nightmare.
Please don't complain. He doesn't know what he's doing. So I'm really sorry to anyone. He honestly does not know what he's saying. XFM 104.9.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is...
Go on.
I don't think I am offending anyone.
Okay. Fine, that's alright then.
And you know that I wouldn't want to do that.
No, I know you don't. Oh, no.
I swore on the radio. I said, right, if you've got kids in the car, turn your radio down.
So before you make any potentially racist remarks, just point out if you are listening and you might be Oriental. Yeah. Please don't take offence.
Or go... Oh.
You know what I mean. So
yeah.
Go on then. So what was this other dead person? Who's not...
Rick, a lot of the times when I've played Hip Hop Hooray, my hip hop track of the week,
you've
sort of scoffed, you've thought that maybe I don't have credibility amongst the hip hop fraternity.
No, it's just the way you dance.
Well?
It's merely the way you dance that worries me.
Mm-hmm.
Because people can't see it, really. And it's sort of like, imagine if Mr. Bean thought he was in D12, you know what I mean? It's that sort of, and I don't diss you, I mean, I know you're a hip hop appreciator. You know,
I wouldn't expect you to diss me. I'm a black queen. But the point is that I just... there's a little something that Carl's got on tape for you that I think might change your opinion of my whole hip-hop credibility.
Oh, no.
Now, I've told you in the past...
It's not
you know,
a videotape, is it?
Not at all. Actually, Carl, just play it. Now...
Who got that?
How about
you
that?
Did that, Carl?
No, it was just when I was hanging out with my homies.
No, you did it. Did they come in the week?
They were in the week, I think, and somebody got them to do it for him.
You know, no, that was when I was just hanging in the crib with them. No.
That's very nice, and the
guys just laid down some beats for me.
Yeah.
You know, just laid down some vocals, and I gave him max respect for it. You know, and the place was mad deep with girls at the time.
I assume you're going to play Dilated Peoples this week, then?
Well, maybe. But I'll probably be heading over to LA, NYPD, and just, you know, chilling with them. Sometime.
I'd love them to meet you.
You're having a laugh.
I'd love them to meet you.
We would hang out. I know all the giant.
It's like a thing they do on MTV or HBO, like being dilated peoples, and they come in, they make us three look like a rap group. Wouldn't that be great?
Listen, I told you before, I've always remembered the words of Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Yeah.
Bitch is a bitch and a hoe's a hoe, but if a man be acting like a bitch, he's a bitch-ass homie. Those are the words from the street.
I would. It'd be like you two had won a competition or something. Do you know what I mean? Like that.
I just don't think you can believe it that I'd just be hanging out, you know, with
sort of like
in the crib.
People of courage, and you get a chance to meet your favourite. It'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Listen, we were talking earlier about the fact that Bruce Lee, and it's a well-known fact,
yeah,
he faked his own death so he could continue his undercover police work, as opposed to being
because
the
no one would, you know, he doesn't no look different fired to anyone else.
But I was talking to someone as well recently who utterly convinced, and you get this quite a lot, don't you, especially Americans, that Elvis Presley's still alive.
Yeah.
And I think, wasn't there some statistic, like, more people believed Elvis was alive than thought, than believed evolution? Was that right?
Yes.
Something like that?
No, 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 no. No, it's something worse than that. It could be something.
It was something like that. It's something like, I don't know, it's something like 42% of Americans believe that Elvis Presley has faked his own death and is still alive, right?
Yeah.
And there's this whole book that's been written about it, because, Carl, you might be interested in this. I know you're always fascinated by things that have been written down and therefore a gospel.
Yeah.
And
that you don't have to revise yourself. You just learn off exactly. Ian Wright. Yeah. Yeah.
But apparently, the reason that Elvis is still alive, is that there's a number of, sort of, pieces of evidence. One is that none of his family could agree which colour pyjamas he was wearing when he died. That's evidence, apparently. Apparently, you know he was an honorary member of the FBI. Well, apparently his signature appears on FBI documents well into the 80s, long after he should have died. Apparently no one can agree, there was sums of money that only-
Yeah, a lot of fat people in dungarees have seen him.
Yeah. There's sums of money which apparently only he could have given authority to have transferred to other bank accounts. They've moved.
Yeah.
So this is all evidence that Elvis is still alive. Mm. And a lot of people, I was talking to this guy and he was saying, yeah, well, of course, the thing is, the pressures of fame were too much for him, that he faked his own death so that he no longer had to be this huge icon. You know, he could live an ordinary life. And my query has always been this. If Elvis faked his own death, do you think the method he'd have chosen is to have shat himself to death whilst on the toilet?
Yeah.
Yeah, but because he picked that, nobody will doubt it.
Right. So Elvis went to the FBI.
Yeah.
What do you make of it?
Well, exactly. So, what we're saying, Carl, is that there was lots of methods open to him, you know what I mean? It's all like, he didn't go to his secret reason and go, oh, I'm afraid I want to fake my own death. You know what I mean? And they go, yeah, that.
Yeah, and what methods have you got?
I'd like to be found shit myself down the toilet.
You'd like to do what?
I want to be a big fat motherfucker on the toilet just shit myself to death.
Right,
my ankles.
Elvis is a good idea. I'm just wondering if there's maybe something a little bit more glamorous for your favourite death. I mean, you could take a bullet for the president.
Huh. What, and shit all over him? Just shit
No, crap at all.
That'd be worse.
No, you just, take a bullet for him. Or you could.
There has to be shit involved.
Why has it got to be?
Has to be shit involved.
Why has it got to be crap?
I want this way. Oh, make it happen. Yeah, it's probably Carl head in hand, look. Yeah. He's worried about the things we say.
Yeah.
Jeez.
We haven't offended 1.2 billion people.
Yeah. A fifth of the planet.
So, Carl, what do you make of it then? Are you convinced
like I say,
Elvis is still alive?
Am I getting it mixed up with someone else?
Because all Elvis. All Elvises look alike.
Because.
That is true. A lot of Elvises do look alike. That's safe.
On his gravestone,
Didn't
they get his name wrong? Or is that his brother?
Who's his brother?
Aaron.
No, that's his middle name.
Yeah. You're not an Elvis kind of expert, are you?
Hold on, wasn't Elvis one of a twin that died?
That died, and I'm sure they got his name wrong on a grave or something. Oh, I don't know.
But that's proof he's still alive.
No, the thing with the still alive thing, like I say, he picked that awkward death because nobody would be saying, hang on a minute, going round upsetting the family, wanting to talk about it because they'd be embarrassed to be saying, you know, he was found sort of in a pile of mess.
Weighing 25 stone.
Yeah, so.
Because you notice he also expanded to a huge size as well, so he was just a huge fat blob of a man. He also did that to add, you know, extra.
To the glamour.
I don't quite understand all this. These people who fake the deaths, because
well, a lot of them don't. A lot of them don't, Carl. This is what, in a roundabout way, we're saying that a lot of people that say people fake the death, they didn't, like Bruce Lee and James Dean and Elvis Presley. We're saying they didn't fake the deaths.
He did die, didn't he? His head come off, didn't
it? Thank God.
Who's this?
James Dean.
His head came off.
Nearly through.
Absolutely.
2 hours of chat. Great music.
Bloody good music.
Carl.
Of course.
Speaking before
he thinks.
By the way, you know when he was talking about Mowgli? You know he was going to talk about Mowgli and you said, what are the gremlins called?
Yeah.
Were you thinking of, Mogwai. Mogwai.
Yeah, but they were still,
fair,
they were called gremlins.
Yeah. I know what you're thinking. I know, to be fair.
But my girlfriend won't be listening now, so she'll still think I'm bit daft.
Why would she ever think that? How long have you been going out with her?
About 8 years.
Well then, why would she ever think you're daft? That's the only stupid thing you've ever said, the Mogwai thing. Why would she ever think she's going out with a, to be honest, a retard?
I think it's a very beautiful relationship you must have, you know. Because it's odd, like, I mean, she's a professional journalist or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and she works for, is it Radio 5 or something?
BBC Sport.
BBC Sport.
TV.
And so your man never even got
her English results. Quite good. Is English quite good? Her?
Really good.
Yeah?
So.
And did she do her exams?
Yeah. She's quite bright.
Sure. So what do you bring to the relationship?
I think take the pressure off her.
Take the pressure off her to do what?
You know, like, when she's had a stressful day and she comes home and talks to me, I think.
Yeah.
You would relax me, and that's the truth. I honestly, but you know, Carl, he can just go, wow, it's all right. Do you know what I mean? You don't get stressed. He sits in his little booth in there. He doesn't talk to anyone. His little sound booth, all the week, and you're in your own little world, aren't you?
Well, it's interesting because I wonder sometimes what your aspirations are. I was thinking this. I was watching a repeat of Family Fortunes on Challenge TV last night, and it was sort of mid-80s one. And I don't know if it's still the case, but it was the aspirations of the contestants were so kind of. It was like, and what's your hobby? Well, you know, I like to go out when it's nice weather and stay in
when
it's not.
If you win £2,000, you'd probably be going out when it's nice, couldn't you? Yeah.
And she was like, well, and I sometimes like to watch TV, you know, and I was thinking, wow, man, you've really got some incredible dreams. You're just waiting to die, aren't you?
That's what I feel sorry for, right? Two things. You know, in like Stars in Their Eyes, and you get a little fellow and he's gutting fish in some sort of factory in Bolton, and he comes on and he does, you know, something like Bobby Darin, okay, and he's Matthew Kelly comes out after and goes, well, I don't think you'll be going back to the fish factory. You will.
You will be going back.
You will.
Straight back,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah.
Let's think of
don't
all the Stars in Their Eyes stars.
Up, Kelly, because that's a nasty thing to do.
I'm trying to think of all the Stars in Their Eyes contestants that have gone on to great things.
What happened to that little fella that looked like the little Alsatian puppy that did Christopher? He looked a bit like Christopher. He looked like he had problems.
Well, now what was it? Ian Moore, his name was.
Now he was.
It's interesting. My friend bought me as an ironic gift for my birthday. He bought me the live video of Ian Moore. You'll be pleased to know that Lady in Red was on there, among a number of other hits. But it was brilliant. It had a picture of Ian on the front. It said Ian Moore, naturally.
His jacket was too big for him as well.
Of course. It was ludicrous. But I don't know if that meant Ian Moore, naturally, like we all know who this guy is. It's Ian Moore.
Yeah.
Or was it Ian Moore, he's no longer being Christopher, he's just naturally.
What did he sound like when he wasn't being Christopher?
Christopher.
Did he really? Because he met him, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, I think Christopher couldn't wait to get back on the telly.
Well, the thing is, I think Ian Moore is actually earning more than Christopher now. I think.
They could have got Christopher on there.
Yeah,
you
can get Christopher for £1,000, but Ian Moore's going up for £1,200 now. Just a PA to a, you know, a dat. But he does Lady Mate, he does all the hits. He does, don't pay the ferryman.
Yeah.
Don't even set a price. Does all those.
Interestingly, I saw him interviewed once, and Lady in Red's not his favourite song.
You're joking.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
But he was only going to play that if, it was the, fat, ginger, Sarah Ferguson.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was only if she was wearing some red.
He was only going to play that when?
It was a live thing, and he was only going to play that if she was wearing red or something.
Right.
Didn't her freckles count?
That's beautiful.
No, so, luckily she had a red, that must have clashed with her a bit.
Yeah.
A red scarf. On her face.
And the highlights in your hair that catch the light.
Yeah.
Such a beautiful lyric.
Never seen it looking so lovely as did it. The thing is, right, he misses a rhyme there. He goes, I'm gonna ask you to, dance, looking for a little romance. Now he could have said dance, couldn't he?
I've met a man once in a bar. I was talking to him for some reason. I was annoyed by him. I was wound up by him. And, I said that I'd written Lady in Red, and I never got any money for it, because I found out he was, like, a music lawyer. And he went, well, give me a call, I'll investigate that. And he was actually going to do it for me. I love the idea of that.
Why did you say that?
Really bored, and I didn't like him much, and I thought that was,
why did you choose Lady in Red, though?
Because I think I was singing it with a friend of mine, and he came over and went, oh, good voice. And I went, yeah, I wrote this.
What pub is this?
It was North.
Is it?
Yeah. Never seen looking as lovely as you did tonight. So, anyway, that's enough of my Christopher anecdotes.
Yeah.
That's very much the end of the show.
It's been a great show.
Hang on, have I got time for a song for the lovers, or have I missed that?
No.
If you give it me now.
Of course you have. Yeah, what are you gonna play?
What, are you gonna play a song now and then we've got time for it afterwards?
No, you'll have to give it me
Yeah.
Now, right?
Oh, I better dig it out.
What have you chosen? I'll keep it going.
Well, a friend of mine who keeps making me little compilations has stuck on an old Tom Waits track, which is from his first album, one that I've not listened to for a while.
Brilliant.
Re-listen to it, it's absolutely dynamite.
Brilliant.
Can anyone hear me?
Yeah. He's just getting out of his bag now because we weren't prepared for this. We sort of ran out of time. We're having such a great time with the philosophy of Carl.
What do you fancy doing anyway with your future?
Me?
You know, I'm just going to tell you now. You know we're still on air, don't you? Before it gets too casual, you know we are still broadcasting to the capital. Okay. Yeah. What do you fancy doing with your future?
Well, once I've made all that money from suing Christopher. my future. I'm living my future, man. I wanted to have some good mates like yourself and Ricky.
Yeah.
You know, Carl, I wanted to be on the radio. I wanted to play great songs.
We're like the Three Musketeers, me, you, and see. We're like the original Rat Pack. We're like Ocean's 11. I'm Sinatra.
Yeah.
You're Sammy Davis Jr. And you're what's his name? Dean Martin, aren't you?
Yeah, or Joey Lawrence. What's his name? Joey Lawrence. Not Joey Lawrence. Joey Bishop.
Joey Deacon.
Joey Deacon.
My dad said the ending on the old one's better than the new one.
We should definitely get your dad in, man. That would be just dynamite. When people get tired of you, we've got the whole Pilkington family to
choose the whole gene pool.
Have you seen it?
No. Carl, have we got time for this now, really, mate? To be fair. Okay, it's track number one. Now, interestingly about Tom Waits is that, this is from his first album, and he doesn't sound like that kind of gruff, you know, lived-in guy that he wants to be.
He didn't smoke.
Something of a crooner.
Yeah.
But this is a track called Old 55, which, bizarrely, I think might have been covered by the Eagles. But anyway, I think it's a really lovely track, really beautiful track.
I'll see you next week.
And we'll see you next time.
Say goodbye, Carl.
See ya.
Say sorry.
For what?
For if you offended anyone.